Sound that trumpet. You'll want to add that one to your seasonal playlist. Christmas Oratorio, the music of Bach there, and Alison Balsam playing the sixth part of that incredible work. All right, well, we have some of that music coming to Collingwood, and I have a special guest in studio today. It's Brian Ray. Welcome back.
Thank you, Daniel. Welcome to the jukebox.
40 years shaping generations at St. Michael's Choir School. That is quite the feat. Touring the world, making recordings, even receiving papal honors. Respect. My hat's off to you. You now call Collingwood home, and you're the artistic director of Choral Works, a 30-member ensemble.
A wonderful chorus.
A wonderful chorus, yes.
And we're so happy to hear. As one of the patrons who comes to our concert regularly said, I don't have to go to Toronto anymore. I can hear the great works here.
Amazing. And talk about great works. Well, you're pairing the Christmas Oratorio with another great masterwork.
Handel's Messiah.
Wow.
We've taken, I would think, some of the most popular things within those two works.
Yeah.
You know, the Bach is an interesting work that he, these fabulous choruses, for instance, the opening chorus, the Frohlocket. It's Shout for Joy. And it starts with
right
what?
From the start. Yeah.
It's the tempest. So I've got the choir. Bang, bang, bang. That's how I conduct that opening three notes
exciting.
Of the choir. It's great.
Just immediately puts a smile on everyone's face.
Oh, it's such a great chorus.
Opening rhythm. Yeah.
And it's rhythmic. And we have, you know, we intersperse the choruses with those tender arias.
Yep.
For instance, you know, Behold Thyself Zion. That's the English. I mean, there's a...
Yep.
And it'll be done in German.
Okay.
Beautiful. After that opening chorus, there's a hymn tune, if you want, or a chorale. And then that's followed by this mezzo aria that has oboe, cello.
Yeah.
That's it. Very sparse instrumentation. But it, where it's placed, it's so well done.
Magical, absolutely. Trumpets, timpani. So the two works are like cousins in a way. I mean, here we have two immortal figures, right, of the Baroque era, both born the same year, 1685. Slightly different temperaments, but within these two pieces of music, there are parallels, as you mentioned, those tender duets, and then the blazing trumpets as well.
Oh yeah, and you know, there's a bass aria in the Bach.
Yeah,
that's very similar to the trumpet shall sound in the Messiah by Handel. It's incredible.
Incredible. Uncanny. You know, Do you think they were taking off of each other
Or? Well, they were written, what, about 8 years apart?
And both in lightning speed.
Yes.
Exactly. Amazing. So the mix of the intimate and the grand, how are our choristers here at Choral Works working away at this with the German text and all this inspiring music?
We're fortunate we have some very... find people who are very fluent in the languages, and there are learning tools that I've given them, and they've worked at it, and it's there. You know, there doesn't seem to be any hesitation to learn this something new.
Yeah, especially with this music.
And
it draws
and they
you
love
in.
The music.
Yeah, yeah. Fantastic. So, okay, so two concerts coming up. Friday, November 28th, followed by Saturday, a matinee, November 29th. That's at First Presbyterian Church here in Collingwood. You get to hear the wonderful Choral Works Ensemble, all led by Artistic Director Brian Ray. Tell us what we can expect. Anything else happening at this event? A little audience participation?
There is. Yes, there is, actually. And we're going to put in, we're doing a number called Gesù Bambino, written by Jan, who's the organist of
We play that on
New
our
York
jukebox
City,
sometimes.
St. Patrick's, yeah.
Yeah.
And in the middle of it is a refrain, O Come Let Us Adore Him, from O Come All Ye Faithful. So we're going to have everybody join in that.
Oh, more musical stealing right there.
And then at the end of the concert, we're going to have a couple of carols, but the last one, we're going to have everybody sing the Hallelujah Chorus.
Beautiful.
And I'm going to supply music to everybody. It should be a grand finale.
Grand. All right. Wonderful angle here. Tell us a little bit about your history with this ensemble, Choral Works.
Well, in around 2013 in the summer, a group of people came to me and said, Brian, would you start a choir? And I said, well, I don't know. And they said, no, let's start a choir. And I said, well, what do you want the choir to do? We want to bring great choral music to Collingwood. And we've done that. I mean, here are two examples of that. But we've done, you know, the Foray Requiem, and we've done the Mozart Mass.
And the Handel Messiah.
And the Handel's
Messiah
a couple times. And we've done that since 2013, with the exception of
that year.
Few years there.
Yeah.
And it's incredible that they grabbed this and they said, no, this is what we want to do.
Mm-hmm.
they're excited about it.
Amazing.
And they're excited. It gets me excited.
Fantastic. Well, we feel that. We feel that excitement right here, and we're right there with you. Get your tickets now before they sell out. This is Friday, November 28th, 7 p.m., First Presbyterian Church here in Collingwood, in beautiful Collingwood. A great chance to hear Choral Works, Christmas in Song, followed by Saturday, a nice matinee, November 29th, 2 p.m. Again, choralworks.ca. All right. What was it like, last question here, just working with St. Michael's Choir School all those years? You've no doubt heard many, many inspiring moments in those years. Probably more young choristers singing Glory to God than anywhere else in Canada.
I guess I was taken by, I didn't realize it then, but people going through the school. One of them is Michael Shotta.
Of course, yeah.
And he went through the school.
Yeah.
I had the pleasure of teaching these people.
Oh, look at that.
I mean, it was a great pleasure. You know?
Michael Shotta, living in Vienna, kind of making his way home to Canada as well.
And the bass baritone coming this Christmas is Stephen Hegedus.
Oh, yeah.
Who's also a graduate. I mean, he's performed the Messiah with the TSO, and a very fine Canadian bass baritone.
Yeah.
We're fortunate to have him.
Amazing.
I called him and I said, Stephen, what do you think? Brian, sure.
Yeah. It's a deal. Who are some of the other soloists joining you for these two masterworks?
There's two others. One is Bethany Horst, who was here last year, very fine soprano, and the other is Jennifer Enzmodolo, who's the mezzo.
And great.
They're both very fine singers, you know, and encourage Canadian talent.
Yes, absolutely. I'm right there with you. Well, Brian Ray, we are so fortunate to have you here in Collingwood, and the energy you bring. Christmas in Song, Choral Works, Friday, November 28th, Saturday, November 29th, First Presbyterian Church, choralworks.ca. Any closing thoughts for us?
Yes, come out and hear us. Come out and enjoy singing the Hallelujah Chorus with the choir and orchestra.
Hallelujah to that.
It should be a tremendous closer to the concert.
Fantastic. Well, here's the Tafel Musique Baroque Orchestra with a moment from the Messiah, for unto us a child is born. Thank you, Brian. All the best to your team.
Thank you, Daniel.